This is IGN.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
Where Remnant from the Ashes was a strong first draft, this revolutionary sequel is a sterling looter-shooter Souls-like manifesto. This is your IGN review of Remnant 2 by Travis Northrup. When you look back at the history of new games and their sequels, oftentimes it's not until the second attempt at a bold new idea that things really hit their stride. Following in the footsteps of breakthrough sequels like Borderlands 2 and Assassin's Creed 2 before it, Remnant 2 iterates on the original to phenomenal effect. Combat is even smoother and more satisfying, loot and build crafting have been greatly improved to allow for countless possibilities and reasons to grind, boss fights have been completely overhauled to ditch spongy bosses aided by endless waves of minions, and each of the realms feels diverse and brimming with things to do and secrets to uncover. But procedurally generated, impressively replayable levels remain its killer feature, and here they have been improved in so many ways that it's alarmingly easy to lose half a day by jumping back into the same area just to see other possibilities. We don't have to wait for the next one. When it comes to games, the second time's the charm. Back in 2019, a lot of us, including myself, lovingly referred to the original Remnant from the Ashes as Dark Souls with guns, and the sequel seems to nod in violent agreement with that characterization. You and up to 2 allies will navigate gloriously hazardous areas packed with devilish enemies, who make short work of anyone without the skill or patience to overcome its intentionally challenging levels. All the familiar Souls-like ideas are present and accounted for, from the limited-use healing items to enemies who respawn whenever you reset at a checkpoint. But like the first game, Remnant 2 doesn't content itself with throwing a science fiction skin onto a tried-and-true formula. Instead, it expertly blends the best parts of fellow co-op looter shooters like Borderlands and Outriders, including an extraordinarily deep loot grind and build crafting, and adds plenty of interesting twists that are all its own, like procedurally generated levels and a strong set of diverse worlds for you and your teammates to jump between. The result is a unique hodgepodge of great ideas that go together like peanut butter and chocolate, but with a whole lot more shooting monsters in the face and getting murdered by blobs of sentient meat. What's not to love? Just like its predecessor, the surreal story has you playing as a nameless survivor in a post-apocalyptic Earth where a race of evil trees called the Root are attempting to take over the multiverse. Super weird, right? That setup is mostly used to justify you teleporting to different realities to do really awesome looter-shooter stuff and save the day, but it only ever becomes slightly more interesting than that one-sentence premise. You get to chat with new and returning characters at your base, Ward 13, most of whom have a lot to say while giving you as little actual information as possible, learn more about the Root and what's going on with the multiversal war, and eventually come to a dramatic conclusion that's immediately reversed so that you can continue playing without dealing with the consequences of the finale. It's not that the writing is bad. In fact, some of it is quite good, and there's definitely some interesting concepts at play here that the community will doubtless be crafting theories about in the weeks and months ahead. It's just that very little of it has any impact on your blank slate of a character, and it's all so high concept, it often doesn't gel with an adventure that's so squarely focused on shooting alien lobsters in the thorax. The good news is that the different worlds you travel to on your journey contain bite-sized stories of their own, which are expertly told and far more compelling than your main quest. You might find yourself in a high fantasy world of elves trying to solve a murder mystery, or aboard a starship helping a huge Gundam wing-looking robot recover its lost cargo. Not only are those stories better, but you also spend the vast majority of your time in those worlds resolving them rather than concerning yourself with the main story. It's just a shame that any time I was back on Earth or dealing with the primary conflict, my eyes glossed over while I listened to rambling from characters I felt I barely knew at all. No matter which stretch of the adventure you're working your way through, though, every second of its challenging gunplay is a total blast. Every new area is a dramatic dance of shooting, dodging, making clever use of abilities, and doing your best to not get surrounded by whatever relentless enemy is trying their best to maim and dismember you. What starts as a relatively simple toolbox containing a primary and secondary weapon, something to swing in melee combat, and a single archetype skill, quickly spirals into a treasure trove of weapons, armor, highly customizable character classes, and mods that hasn't come close to feeling stale after my first few dozen hours. While it only took me 20 hours to complete Remnant 2, that's only the beginning of the time I'll actually spend playing it. One of the series' characteristics, virtually unique within its genre, is its procedurally generated levels, storylines, and side quests that make each run feel different. It's both impressively unpredictable and so well organized that you could play through all of Remnant 2 without knowing that anything wasn't hand-built, right up until you talk to your friend about your respective playthroughs and almost immediately realize that you aren't playing the same campaign. You'll almost certainly end up in different worlds in a different order, fight different bosses, and find completely different quests. That's possible because every world contains two possible storylines and various other permutations along the way. This isn't just a matter of rooms being haphazardly stitched together to add minimal diversity in lieu of unique content. The differences between each run can be so dramatic, they hardly even feel like they're part of the same world. Remnant 2 is a triumphant sequel that doesn't just reimagine the Souls-like genre as a co-op looter shooter, but absolutely nails that concept in nearly every single way, including many that the original did not. With completely engrossing combat, challenging and memorable boss fights, ultra-dense build-crafting options, incredibly cool procedurally generated levels, and a clever multiversal concept that allows for a ton of different adventures in one package, it's very likely going to become one of my most played games this year. No matter which part of the multiverse you find yourself in, you should do yourself a favor and play this gem. Remnant 2's IGN score? 9. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Remnant 2, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.